In those days, Mary told me, they were called mentally handicapped children. When the doctor told me, she said, I cried for 3 days non-stop, day and night. The doctor, the Lord have mercy on him, he is dead, rang my husband from the hospital and told him I was after having a mon. And Pather thought he was going to say monster, but he didn't say monster. He said mon. And Pather said, what do you mean? Well, he said, Mongol. He is very handicapped. I didn't really know what to do with my baby, she said, how to handle him, but the paediatrician was very kind. We learned the basic facts, how to put the bottle in the mouth. Their tongues are normally too big, you know, jaws too small. Make him sit up, smile, keep smiling, and keep looking into his eyes, and keep him propped up so he doesn't get chesty. Yes, Mary told me, all the basics. You could see light at the end of the tunnel. Once you rolled up your sleeves and got down to rolling him on the floor, moving his arms and legs, sitting him up and singing, he is still very fond of the music. Most people with Down syndrome seem to be fond of the music. The best thing that ever happened years ago, she said, was when she joined with other parents and sent her child to the school. Jimmy is now 14 and he likes to do yoga, bowling, drama, literacy and advocacy. Being taught to speak up for himself, to say, no, I don't want to do that. People with Down syndrome don't like change, she says. You cannot hurry them. I never thought the day my young son was born that he would be meeting me at the door one day, looking at his watch. You said you'd be home at 10:30. It's 10:45.